This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Two members of Harvard University's basketball team have been implicated in the cheating scandal in which 125 students in a government class allegedly cheated on a final exam. According to Sports Illustrated, co-captain Kyle Casey will withdraw from Harvard this year to protect his fourth and final year of Ivy League eligibility.
Also implicated in the cheating scandal, Harvard's other co-captain, Brandon Curry. He will take a leave of absence as well, according to the Boston Herald. Across the Charles River, this month, Boston University confronted alleged sexual misconduct by its hockey players.
Joining us now to talk about all of this and more from the sometimes complicated and controversial world of sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, good to see you again.
Hello, Anthony.
So, Bill, let's start off with the news on the Harvard basketball team. Withdrawing from school, I'm not quite sure how that serves the athletes. Why take such drastic action?
Under Harvard's rules, as I understand them, if they withdraw from school, they can return next year and still have that year of eligibility to play basketball. If they're suspended after registering for classes, they lose a year, and they lose the eligibility along with the year. Mm.
But, Bill, there's more at play here, isn't there? The Boston Globe spoke to a student-athlete who knows Kyle Casey, the co-captain who will be withdrawing, and he said Kyle deserves the same confidentiality about an administrative board proceeding than every other student does. Are these athletes being unfairly targeted?
Unfairly is in the eye of the beholder, but 125 students have been implicated, and they aren't all athletes. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, who do you read about? You read about the guy who puts the ball in the basket or the guy who kicks the field goal or scores the touchdown, because in lots of universities, the people who play on the major sports, football and basketball for the most part in most places, are the guys who get the attention.
They seem to welcome the publicity when it's good, too.
Well, they welcome the publicity when it's good, and it helps them get careers in the NBA or the NFL or wherever, the Major League Baseball, the NHL, whatever it might be. Of course, they're the ones who people pay attention to when they're in a bar fight. You know, I mean, Joe Schmo gets in a bar fight, you don't read about it in the Herald. But if the guy who's the leading scorer on the hockey team does the same thing, you sure do.
Well, let's move over to Boston University, which is dealing with allegations of sexual misconduct by members of the BU hockey team. And last week, a BU task force revealed a series of recommendations to confront what it calls a culture of sexual entitlement on the hockey team. And Bill, on Monday, we at Radio Boston talked about how many of these college hockey players are quite a bit older than most freshmen when they arrive because of this thing called the Junior League. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some of these kids have played in Canadian leagues before they ever come to college. And you can look up the roster of any major hockey power in among the NCAA Division I schools, and you will find some 24-year-old freshmen because they played a couple of years in Canada in a sort of semi-pro operation before they came to college. Some of them have played in leagues in the U.S. before they have enrolled in college as well. And it is different to show up on campus at the age of 22 than it is to show up on campus at the age of 17 or 18. There's no question about that.
Makes a big difference. Of course, at BU, hockey is a huge enterprise. But let's remember, this situation is not at all unique to BU, right? I mean, all kinds of colleges and university hockey programs around the country do.
Absolutely.
This.
And as I say, you look at any roster you want. My younger daughter graduated from Union out in Schenectady last year, and she made jokes about the fact that the hockey team, which was suddenly very good, had a lot of 27-year-olds who were operating as 27-year-olds rather than as 18-year-olds. And there were some. Her report was a little bit exaggerated, but any place that is a big hockey school is likely to recruit from these guys in Canada, and they are older than the standard freshman.
Bill, what are these two stories, the Harvard basketball cheating story, the BU hockey story, have in common?
Well, you got to be a little careful not to lump them together. You're not talking about anybody at Harvard on the basketball team being accused of rape or of sexual assault. But you are talking about, I think, in both cases, a culture where we have encouraged considering athletes enormously important and very much worth paying attention to, and we have encouraged winning as being very important. And so coaches sometimes will bend the rules in terms of their recruiting and will look the other way in terms of the behavior of some of the athletes. Again, the Harvard story is an unusual one. There's 125 kids who have been implicated in this cheating. Some of them are athletes. We haven't heard about the ones who play the violin or the ones who are future chess champions or the ones who are going to start businesses in which they put Bill Gates to shame. So we may later as this story goes on.
Bill, thanks so much as always. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.
Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can listen to every Saturday at 7 a.m. Again, at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. He joins us most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston.